Enjoy this free version of Dr. Laura's Call of the Day. You can get access to all the calls on Dr. Laura's weekday show by becoming a family premium member now at drlaura.com.
Kyle, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. What's happening?
So I'm hoping for some words of wisdom. I mean, you helped shape my entire decision up to this point. I just recently had a baby about 6 months ago, my first baby. And, you know, when you're pregnant and starting a family, you imagine to have this really easy baby that just, you know, you could take everywhere and play dates and all this kind of stuff.
At six months, you expected a play date?
Well, I mean, it's been nothing, but I mean, I know babies are not easy, but it's been really difficult. And I, you know, I left my career that I had, and it just, I was calling because I need some insight as to how to, I mean, I have other friends that went back to work and they're throwing their kids in daycare, which I would never do. But I just, sometimes I resent them and I'm jealous of them. And I have a hard time every day kind of keeping my head held high when my baby just nonstop cries. And so I wanted to get your insight.
I had the nonstop crying for 3 months. What do you think is keeping yours going for 6 months? The pediatrician have any ideas?
Well, he's had a couple different colds. He was hospitalized a couple times for colds. They just say he's just spirited. He's high needs, they call it. Very smart, gifted, which is really good, but it keeps him very alert and awake and wanting to be stimulated every waking second of the day. So there's nothing wrong with him, thank God, but I don't ever get a break.
Well, don't we have grandmas?
That's partially part of my other question. My mom lives a couple of hours away, and when she comes, all she does is talk about how fussy he is and makes me feel even worse.
Why would his being fussy make you worse?
It's not
a reflection on you.
No, I feel like, though, it is to her. I mean, because she always compares herself to me as in, well, when I had you, I didn't.
Okay, so how about your mother-in-law? Is she more human?
No.
Oh, okay. No, do we have any sisters, aunts, friends?
I have a brother who lives far away, and he doesn't.
Okay.
Family of his own, so
it's really tough if you've got no extended family that you can turn to. That makes it very, very hard.
Yeah. It is.
And stimulation comes in all forms. I mean, let's see, the normal stuff people said, you know, put him in the car and take it for a ride, that didn't work. You know what worked with Derek is I put him in a little pram and I walked to this crummy mall that was near our house, but it was a long L-shaped, long L, and it was sort of cobblestoney. And the minute we got bump, 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 little bugger went right to sleep.
Yeah.
That worked. When they can sit up on their own and you can put a helmet on them, you get the baby seat. And you take them bike riding. Mm-hmm. And they are looking around and seeing things. And that's very stimulating. And you're getting exercise and outside. If you're staying inside the house, watching the kid be a pain in the ass, you're going to go out of your mind.
That's what's happening. I can't leave my house.
You got to get out. Like, you can't. Yes, you can.
I'm afraid to go to lunches with friends and bring the baby because I don't
You can't do that yet, but you could make a picnic and go to the park. Sometimes when he was a little crappy, I would lay down because I was tired, and I would use one foot and just go back and forth with one foot. I could almost fall asleep with my left foot. I remember doing it back and forth, moving the pram back and forth and back and forth. So you just have to find the creative things that work, that give you a break.
Yeah.
When he got older, I went to that mall, had a Target. That's one of those big stores that has all kinds of stuff in it. and they had a huge parking lot. I would get one of the carriages that, you know, that you put your food in and everything, and put him in it, go to the far where there were no cars, and spin it. And I had a ball. He had a ball. You just got to be creative, but you have to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Okay. No, staying in the house will make you a crazy woman.
Yeah, you're right. And what about my mom? Well, how should I deal with her when she tries to help?
Tell her you're not very helpful. You're hurting my feelings mostly. And if you're going to do that, don't bother to visit. Just be blunt. Okay. Put her on notice. Don't come here and visit if you're just going to. When I was not. You know, I have a unique situation here.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you're not being helpful. This is how you could be helpful, but right now you're not being helpful. Tell her the truth, woman. Everybody, I'm glad when people call me on the show and I have to tell them this, because then millions of people hear. It's not cruel to be blunt.
Right. I know. You're right. Okay.
And it's more informative. I hate when people talk to me and they get to the end of their, and I have no idea what they're trying to tell me. Just say it.
Yeah.
Mom, you're not being helpful. This is what I need. Whining that he's difficult? No kidding. So what? He'll probably develop a cure for cancer. Right now, he's difficult.
Okay. Yeah. I want to pretend like it's not happening, so I try to make it all good and like, oh, he's great, look, and he's not fussing.
He is what he is at this point. Now my son is 6'3". 210 pounds of muscle, and he's married and happy, and he's got two cats, one of whom hates me. But it's mutual, so it's okay.
Okay. Thank you. That helps a lot.
It gets better. It really does. You just have to... I remember one time my husband said, I have a feeling that you're thinking this is forever. And I said, yes, this is the rest of my life with him crying. No, this is temporary. So you have to remind yourself, this is temporary.
Right.
And then they get cute again. And then just when you think you're safe, they become teenagers. And then you're going to go, why? First of all, not one of us said, I want a teenager. We all said, I want a baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to those days.
Look, your kid right now is annoying, but think of it from the kid's point of view. How uncomfortable must he be?
Yeah.
You know, inside his own skin? He's frazzled inside his own skin. I feel really bad. So look for things that distract him. And the things that I mentioned, the bike rides, were godsends.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You get exercise, you're both outdoors. You're looking at things, and you pack a picnic.
Yeah.
Whatever he eats at 6 months, do you breastfeed? What are you doing?
No, we had problems with breastfeeding, so he's just starting solids, which is actually kind of fun. He loves that.
Okay. Well, you bring whatever it is that he does eat, and you sit under a tree in a park, and he'll be looking around and seeing things, and you'll be outdoors. And being outdoors is very zen in itself.
Right.
For you and the baby.
He loved going outside. He loved looking outside. So maybe more time
outside.
Then
take him outside. That's what he's needing.
Yeah.
And you know what? All the dishes don't need to be washed. All the beds don't need to be made. All the floors don't need to be perfect. Right now, your thing is the bonding with him. And if he's fussy and you're angry, you're not going to bond well. And it makes a very big difference. You want to have a kid who's 31, married, and wants to see you. Okay? That's your goal. That's your goal. That you're not a pain in the butt to your adult kid.
Right.
So, out of the house. Out. Out, out, out.
Okay, I'm going.
Good. What state do you live in?
We live in California.
Okay, you just need some layers. It's been chilly lately.
Yeah,
it's actually
rain,
warmer in New York City than it is in L.A. Okay, so you know your marching orders. You tell your mother bluntly you're not helping. This is what you could do to help. stop complaining, stop judging, and stop comparing. Just spend time with them outside.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay? Good. You're going to be fine. And all your friends who dump their kids in daycare when their kids are 30 are not going
to
care.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Dr. Laura's Call of the Day. Like what you're hearing? Get more calls and entire episodes of Dr. Laura's weekday show by becoming a family premium member now at drlaura.com.